brought to you almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Hey man, got a light? It's time for Smokes.
Welcome to Smokes episode, folks, where everything good in life is worth discussing. You're with us today, our host. I'm good old boy Barger, and with me is good old boy Mike on the ones and twos.
I have an exit strategy.
Yeah, I've seen it. And good old boy Rich.
Hey, just glad to be here, coach.
And good old boy Benjamin.
Don't push the red button.
How we doing today, fellas?
Oh, I'm sorry. That was the red button.
Oh, man. How are we feeling today, boys? We good?
Yeah, so I'm just as good looking as I was last time you saw me.
That checks out. Checks out.
Yeah. And I'm just as humble.
That also checks out. Well, folks, we're the best thing on at 2 a.m. right before those great reruns of Golden Girls. And just after, where are they now? As you know, and I hope you know, our smoke segments is all about cigars and, well, anything that smokes. Well, one day. As for today's segment, drumroll please. We're going to hang with Crux Cigars today. So strap on and hang in tight while we navigate these cigars they sent to us and a couple we picked up along the way.
There's that town in Canada that says, please do not use the word strap on. So I'm here to...
have to mute that in post. That's fine.
We'll fix it in post.
That's fine.
Great.
So we're going to have a fun day today. But don't worry, if you miss anything, you can download the full episode from everywhere you can get a podcast. But before we dive into the shallow end of the pool without our helmets, let us remember, if you're a cigar newbie, fret not. We got you covered in our Cigar 101 episode where all this cigar speak will be decoded. Just search for Sip Suds and Smoke Cigars 101 and that episode should pop right up on the link below. Yee-haw! Good old boy Rich gets the honors of giving our smokes rating today.
That would be me.
Take it away.
All right. We'll be smoking and discussing these cigars and rating them with our Sip Suds and Smokes ratings, plus our signature sounds. Here are those ratings now. 1, this sucked even before it was lit. 2, at least I lit it. 3, I'd smoke this again. 4, how much do you want for 'em?
'Em? Magnificent!
And 5. Where are they? I need a box.
So Crux provided us with some cigars in their line, and I actually picked up 2 different cigars along the way. So this is going to be a fun little show to you. Today, the first cigar we're going to go over is their Bull and Bear Robusto. So all of the little quirks of these cigars we pulled straight off their website. So if you guys have anything to add to that, please let us know in the comments. So the Bull and Bear Robusto, curated for those that understand hard work and rewards, are not mutually exclusive. The defiant ones that never rest on their laurels and work to continually improve themselves. This is raw horsepower of flavor. With a smoky pull and an authentic experience, it's confusing there.
Wow,
it's a lifetime
those are
of
really
wisdom.
Big words. Right?
Really big words. It's a lifetime of wisdom we've wrapped up in a cigar.
4.5 great.
Yeah, I know.
Did you get 5th grade?
You know, those two syllable words.
Do you call just, like 4.5? Yeah, is how far you got?
Yeah, my GPA.
Got to the big 7 letter words.
Yeah, I read good.
Yeah, conjunctions are tough.
I'm a good reader.
Yeah. They took 2 words. Big words.
Yeah.
They're really big words.
Uh-huh.
Smash them together.
Yeah.
Is a good reader or a gooder reader?
It's a gooder. It's a gooder. So the filler is Nicaraguan, the binder is Nicaraguan, and the wrapper is a Nicaraguan Habano from Jalapa. So tell me what you guys thought about this cigar.
Oh, yeah. You mentioned horsepower. This is horsepower I heard.
Oh, yeah. Big, bold horsepower.
Yeah, so I think that's going to be a common way I'm going to describe quite a bit of these. It was just a lot of wood up front. Something that, you know, was kind of overtly sweet in the middle. You know, I thought the wood kind of subsided in the, you know, in the mid part of it. But it had this kind of pleasant, sweet, you know, cedar finish off of it. Yeah. So it was kind of in the middle of the pack, you know, for me. But did I mention there was lots of wood? Was, you know,
yeah.
there was lots of wood.
Was there wood in that?
There's just a little bit.
I just didn't notice that. You know. How about you guys?
Hang on. There's a tree falling.
Oh, I heard that.
That was the back half of that cigar.
The tree falls in the wood. Does it make a sound?
This is the back half of the bull and the bear. I mean, it was just the bear.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I got a bit of a tangy, like metallic flavor out of mine.
Have you been checked for lead poisoning?
Yes. Yes. No, it was.
Are you still eating lead paint?
It was right.
In the last 48 hours, it, Rich. Yeah.
I noticed you have an aluminum toothpick in your mouth.
Yes,
today.
Well, maybe
he's turning blue a little bit.
That eye that kind of like stares over there while you looking over here. I don't know about that.
Every time I turn the microwave on, I lose my memory for about half an hour.
You know, that's what happens when you drink too much sweet tea.
Well, right. You know, it's funny you say that because I did pair this with a half sweet, half unsweet tea.
Where's your problem?
Don't tell me you're that guy, Rich.
No,
he is
that guy. I'm that guy.
Oh, I knew it.
I'm a half and half. Yeah.
So. That may have been something to do with
it's
it.
It's too sweet.
Not too sweet on my tea.
I got to tone it down.
Cool. Rich, we can smoke these anytime since you've already figured out the perfect pairing.
There you go.
Plus, it will offend the two of them, and they will just leave us alone.
I'll bring the chainsaw. It's good.
Wait a second here. It's Mr. North Chainsaw.
Break
again.
That one in. Yeah.
That's right.
What about you, Benjamin? What do you think?
I mean, this was my, so I've been smoking Crux for a couple of years now. One of our good friends at one of our favorite local tobacconists turned me on to this cigar brand.
It wasn't old Nader Salad.
No, I mean, it was Jordan.
Jordan. What's up, Jordan?
And I think it was like maybe they had first picked them up or got a new shipment in or something, but he was like, man, I'm really into these right now.
Yeah.
Which is something I lean into, you know, anytime I'm checking out a humidor.
Yeah. Trust the palate of the employee.
No, 100%. And this Bull and Bear, though it is woody, that bit of sweetness for me does calm it down enough.
Yeah.
This is a great after dinner option.
Like an aperitif.
Digestif, but yeah.
Yeah.
Dessert. Right. But all the way. Right. This isn't a dainty little, you know,
oh no,
raspberry tart.
No.
Right.
I'm sorry. I mention it was a little woody? Because it was a little woody.
So I kind of got that that heavy woody body with the little hints of that dark chocolate.
100% dark chocolate. The tasting notes that they put out says black pepper, and I didn't
get that either.
No real spice for me on this thing.
Negative.
This is
wasn't even close.
Yeah.
But I do definitely identify with Rich's comments about
the metallic, half and half?
Right? No.
I thought I was going to say, all I the agree way with your choice of half and half.
Yeah.
So. I was getting ready to celebrate that.
Yeah. Either do or don't, you know? Yeah. And so that metallic, it's, and for me, I feel like I consistently pick it up with Nicaraguan Puros. Some of them have that like minerality, that little bit of
that
like
soil.
Flinty stone that you get from the soil where they're grown.
A little slag in there. On. Yeah.
Sometimes it's overwhelming. This was just enough for me. I like this cigar.
Yeah, I liked it as well. So let's what are we giving it a rating here? So we're going to go with fours. It was half and half.
Magnificent.
It was half and half. We rounded up.
Can't believe it.
All right, so Ben's going to give us the Crux Epicure Robusto. Let's talk about that.
Unofficially dubbed the Steve McQueen of cigars.
Steve McQueen.
This is the crown jewel in the brand. Specifically designed for someone that understands indulgence isn't a bad thing. Epicure is a true testament to the hard work you put in. With a creamy flow and a clean caramel finish, it invokes and brings together the five senses, making for a legendary blend. Just don't call it a comeback. We've been here for years.
We've been here before.
Filler Nicaraguan, binder Nicaraguan, wrapper Ecuadorian Connecticut. Thoughts?
That Ecuadorian Connecticut really brings out that Nicaraguan soil for me. Like it really pulls out that earthy, nutty kind of just full around good body vibe. You know what I mean?
So it definitely pulls it into a more nutty walnut experience for me. This isn't it really tones it down and turns it into something that I thoroughly enjoy.
Yeah.
Anything that kind of takes that terroir driven flavor profile and kind of turns it into, you know, even something that I enjoy like locally, like it was black walnuts. It was the overriding flavor profile for me on this.
Sure.
And I thought it was super delicious.
I think
had that oiliness to it.
Oh, man. I think if they did this in a Lancero, bro.
What if they did it in a
Petite? Oh, I'm sorry. You said Lancero. That's just a natural gesture I have.
But the Petite Lancero is where it's at. Yeah.
Definitely not that.
No, Mike hates those.
I'll give that two buzzers just because you said.
Mike's a 6x70 guy, in case you guys are wondering. He really enjoys those large cigars.
Is that 1.5 or two hands?
Cigars. Yeah. Okay.
Well, Mike, what do you think about it?
Well, you know, the thing I'm sitting here wondering is that is correct. That is exactly right. Yes. That is a very common theme that I'm thinking of. Exactly. Why am I sitting here? All right. So it was the thing I was thinking about was every time they use the word Steve McQueen, he collect like royalty rights? I mean, do they have to like call and license, you know, to use his name in the, you know, in the marketing copy?
Or he gets part of the clicks?
Like, yeah.
If they click on it?
Right. You know, like, or
Steve McQueen was there.
Or every time you fire up, you know, an Epicure that you have to say the word, oh, this tastes like Steve McQueen.
What is Steve McQueen exactly?
I think like gym socks and Porsches.
Yeah.
Maybe mixed together, like you left your socks in the Porsche floorboard and. Mm. Yeah, who knows? Well, we're going to take a break. We'll come right back with that review.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing. We've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right. Keep your eyes on the road, my darling. Wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows. My hand is yours forever, sweet love.
And welcome back to the show. I'm so glad that you got to listen to those ads. Please buy whatever they were suggesting.
Spend lots and lots of money on it.
Yeah, buy those pills. It really helps. It really helps. So we're talking about the Crux Epicure Robusto.
Yeah. So we're just discussing getting screwed. So out of some royalties. So I wonder, you know, when people are using that in marketing copy. I mean, is there like a dime or a quarter that slides over, you know, to his estate? I don't know.
Or if they're okay with just like a nod.
I will talk first about the cigar, but after we're done here, we seriously have to have a good discussion about, you know, sweet tea.
We will talk about this sweet tea.
So for Epicure, here are my tasting notes for the Crux Epicure. I wrote down a full flavor, smoked black pepper, more deep wood flavor. The size of the rick associated with this was 20 feet tall. Did I mention that it was a lot of wood? Because it's... It was a lot of wood.
That's a lot of wood.
So, you know, it actually turned a bit quick prior to the band for me. In the flight we had here from Crux, this wasn't particularly one of my favorites, so...
Rich?
I really like this one. You know, we talked about how before off air. We talked about how it was kind of consistent all the way through. Yeah. But it, to me, it had that spice that really made it interesting.
So
that allowed me to smoke it all the way down. I did pick up a little bit of maybe dark cherry. It's kind of what I
tasted. You mean like a lot of wood?
And then a lot of wood.
Is that what you're trying to say there, Rich?
Mike's on this wood kick today. I guess he's going to be a lumberjack.
Yeah, almost like it's his surname.
Yeah.
But I did feel like...
Did I tell you about the first cigar? It had a little bit of wood. This one had a lot of
wood.
Okay. So...
All right. Yeah. So listen, when you just... Rich, you just pinged on a very good topic that I want to dive in a little bit here.
Oh.
Consistency.
Yeah.
I will say that out of all five of the cigars that we smoked,
they all had a lot of wood.
Well, I will say they were consistent.
Yeah.
The burns were consistent. The ash was great.
That's true. I did not run into any construction
problems. No construction issues whatsoever.
I had great burn lines all the way through.
And the flavor, there was a couple of them. The flavor was kind of consistent through.
Thank you very much.
On these couple, like this Epicure, where it changed halfway through, I really enjoyed that as well.
Yeah. I don't think consistency is a bad thing necessarily. If it's a good,
I think it's a great
good flavor. Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, sometimes.
Well, if you consistently have everything that tastes like wood, then, you know, I mean, I don't know that that's really kind of a. Oh, I'm sorry. Did you say consistently wood? Because that's what I heard.
Yeah, we're going to take that thing away from him.
That's right.
And on the next episode, we tie Mike to the chair.
That's right.
Again.
So let's give it the...
I don't think... Did Benjamin talk about it?
Benjamin, tell me what your thoughts are.
I mean, yeah, absolutely. So this one for me, actually my least favorite.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
See?
just out of the lineup, this one, even though it does have like a decent body to it, there was just like the, it says in their tasting notes, light pepper. It was maybe light stale pepper for me. Like it just wasn't.
I wrote smoked black pepper.
Yeah, so. It wasn't something.
It's because you were smoking it.
That I've enjoyed. You know, I don't think, you know, we've talked about this plenty of times that definitely don't let our opinions skew your opinions.
Oh,
right?
No, your palate.
Go try this.
Go try them. I encourage everyone to see, and that's one thing that, going back to the consistency, their branding.
Yeah.
Absolutely gorgeous. The white boxes with the distinct color bands. Excellent branding. Excellent branding.
Oh, yeah. That really improved the quality of the cigar.
I think for me, I mean, it improves the quality of my experience if I see the consistency throughout the branding and the consistency through the burn and the quality of the construction of the cigar. Like, I definitely will enjoy that more than having to work on a canoeing cigar that I can't keep lit.
Oh, I hate that.
You know what I'm saying?
That pisses me off.
But, I really enjoyed this one as well. I thought it was, you know, top three out of the bunch for sure.
I really felt like I could smoke this one any time of day, too. I think it was light enough for the morning, but it was also rich enough for like an after-dinner smoke. So
yeah, it could definitely be an anytime cigar for sure, especially the golf course. This would be a great golf course cigar in a Petite Lancero.
Ooh. So golf course cigars.
What are you doing on the golf course, by the way?
Usually
smoke a cigar.
Walking cigars, walking through the weeds looking for my ball.
Looking for the drink card. Right.
Marco, I got one of those air tags on my ball, you know, that you can find it.
It's pretty much a portable Top Golf.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, for sure. So what are we going to rate this one, guys? Oh, see, that's a 50-50 split. Yeah. We're going to go with a 3.
Makes it a 3.
Well, you know, so I wanted to talk about this whole sweet tea thing. I mean, Rich, this is an important topic as a, you know, a true Southerner.
Do we have crickets that we can play?
No, this is not, you know. So I can play the tree falling a little more.
No, I'm done with the tree, but this is definitely the... You know? This drink choice is definitely the Catalina wine mixer of drinks here.
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk a little about it. Yeah.
Well, so... Where did you get your
so, you're so sweaty watching
yeah
cops?
So we got this at where did I say it
Loveless.
Loveless Cafe. Yeah. So it was a half and half. It wasn't the full sweet. It was half sweet, half unsweet, which I felt
but it's still a gallon of sugar for 2 ounces of tea.
That's the proper ratio.
And yeah, what, and, right. And you cannot, that's a bad thing because...
You cannot get any more diabetes. Southern than walking into the Loveless Cafe.
That's right.
And ordering a half and half sweet
yes,
tea.
Yes, ma'am.
I mean, when you walk in, they go, "How y'all doing? Sweetie, would you like something to drink yes, today?"
And to be clear, we're talking about iced tea here.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, they give it to you while you wait. It's free complimentary yes. at the door.
I know
yeah,
everybody like, in the UK
go to sweet
is
tea
just,
and
okay,
you know,
so
just
get split, that. Split base your rums for cocktails, not your tea.
Right.
Okay?
Absolutely.
Commit here, boys.
No. Come on.
Right? There's a reason that there's sweet tea and there's unsweet tea, right? And that's yeah. because they're meant to be...
Do you,
singular experience.
Do you know who keeps track of where, you know, you have to serve sweet tea and where you have to serve unsweet tea? Do you know?
No.
Is it next to the dialysis clinic?
It is Cracker Barrel.
Oh, yeah, so, fair. Okay.
Yes. Cracker Barrel
enough.
Keeps track of exactly where the line exists where you have to serve sweet tea or unsweet tea. Oh. That is correct, yes. So there's this one person at Cracker Barrel. That's their only
that's their
job.
Only
that's
job.
Their only yeah. job. That is exactly
that's
right.
Their
yes.
That's the analytics job you need right there.
There you go. What do you do here at Cracker Barrel?
I'm the senior correspondent of sweet tea
arbitrator.
Well, I don't mean to brag, but I'm a sweet tea expert.
Here you go. Yeah, but, I mean, seriously, when you go through a drive-through in the South and they ask, and you're ordering iced tea, sometimes they'll even ask you, you want that full or half and half?
Yeah.
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 And I'm like,
where
oh my
are these
God,
places?
Do this?
I have no idea.
It's all over.
They do it.
Everywhere.
Mrs. Winters, they do it there, yes.
Where was
the
Mrs.
Last
Winters
time
here?
Mrs. Winters, hold on.
You point out at Mrs. Winters, and I'll succeed this conversation.
Popeyes. They'll do it at Hardee's. Yeah. They do it at Popeyes.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Where have you been? Where's your Southern
worst.
Card? I'm right. going to revoke worst. That bad boy. So.
Hey, and my grandmother made the best sweet tea
Did
alive.
You split it?
No, I didn't have to.
All right, then.
I didn't have to.
Because it was good the way it is.
That's
sweet.
Because
she didn't dump a ton of sugar in
she,
it.
Well.
Right.
Oh, so what you're saying is the Loveless Cafe doesn't know how to make sweet tea.
No, well, they know how to make
Can
sweet
tea. Can we go on
tea.
Record saying that?
That's what I heard.
Excuse me,
I'm
attention,
sorry,
Loveless
I can
Cafe.
Feel the lawsuit coming my way right. as you're saying those words, yeah. because that is not true.
Loveless Cafe cannot
Look,
make sweet tea.
They take
tea.
Three lard biscuits, and they drop it in, and they stir clockwise.
Amen.
You should know these things.
I will say those biscuits are pretty bomb. Yeah. We talk about biscuits all day.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'll fat kid it up with some biscuits.
Of all the flavors of jam
Who's
at
got Love- the best biscuit?
What's the best flavor jam at Loveless? Here we go. This is going to divide us right here.
See, I'm a strawberry guy.
All yeah, I like the strawberry.
That's,
but
I'm a strawberry that's when guy. You're a five-year-old kid. Are you kidding
you know.
Me?
I'm required by law because I'm a ginger. I am required by law to eat a certain amount of red food.
Okay.
I have to. And so strawberry jam is my thing.
Do you have to journal it? Do you have to keep track of it?
Dude, did you not get the memo?
I didn't get the memo.
Oh, see, that's the brown in you coming out.
I keep tabs of things in my freckles. I go, you know, grape wine, peach wine, strawberry wine.
No, you have to color them in with the different colors?
No, the best flavor is peach. Absolutely.
Really?
Loveless. Hands down, yes.
It's seasonal
I think
for
you're not going to go wrong with any of the flavors.
My wife is, she loves the blackberry for sure. She's a blackberry jam gal. How about it, Benjamin?
No.
Strawberry.
Strawberry?
My entire life.
Oh, my gosh.
All day. This is a nostalgic thing for me, though.
Yeah. Rich, are you feeling a them and us setting in here? Because I do. Because it's game on.
My mother makes strawberry freezer jam every spring.
A gallon of that.
It's a whole thing.
I'm going to put half and half tea in your car every day this week. You're going to get in there and go, what's this? And you take one sip and you go, wow, this is really good, man.
There's no way. It's not. I would be like, this is half and half. So,
all right.
Somebody forgot to finish this beverage.
So, listeners, reach out to us. I really want to hear whether you enjoy sweet tea, unsweetened tea, or half and half. If you are married to someone that likes iced tea, do you guys get along? Can you order the exact same style of iced tea? You know, I think these are important things that we need to know.
I think we should just circle this back to the cigars here.
Oh, yeah. This is a cigar show. I forgot.
Wait, we're just in the Sweet Tea 101 here. Okay. But that's another episode of Sip, Suds, and Smokes.
Well, it's an important topic. So.
Search for it.
Ask Alexa to search for that.
Rich, you and I are right.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say.
All right. So,
nothing wrong with the good sweet tea.
All right. So we ranked that Epicure Robusto a 3, and we're going to go on to the... to the Epicure Habano Robusto, and Rich is going to tell us about that.
This is a remarkably crisp, wouldn't even begin to do Epicure Habano justice. And coming from a distinguished family lineage with a name like Epicure, you know it can hold its own. Its medium blend proudly put its mix of walnut and espresso on a full display in a smooth finish. Epicure Habano might be new to the league, but it's already on the same shelf as the veterans. The filler is Nicaraguan, the binder is Nicaraguan, the wrapper is, surprise, Nicaraguan Habano. And what are your thoughts on this one, guys?
Well, I want to hear Mouth of the South over here first. So, Mike, take it away.
Well, so the thing that I think is funny is that I actually transposed the Habano and the Connecticut. So those previous tasting notes that I were actually for the...
He probably cut them in half and tried to fuse them back together.
Yeah, I think he got his unsweet with his sweet. That's exactly is that what happened? Right. Yeah.
What I find funny is I rated them both exactly the same. So would you like to know what I thought of the other one?
No. Let's just move on to Rich. Rich, what'd you think about that?
Well, so this one had the smoked black pepper. Oh,
you had your time, sir.
Oh, yeah.
You had your time.
I'm sorry. It had
the council yields.
All you need to know is this. Because it had lots of wood. That's all that you need to know.
That's awesome.
Now, the size of this rick was about 17 feet. So that's really what was different with this Epicure, as opposed to the other one.
I did. I did have Woody in my tasting notes, by the way. How about that?
He said the magical word again. Yeah. So, yeah.
Is this Pee-wee's Playhouse? We hear wood. And
Absolutely. Yes.
But I did find it smooth. I tasted a little vanilla, creamy. But it did give in to a little bit of spiciness throughout, medium body. I did find it a little underwhelming, to be honest.
Yes. a little underwhelming.
A little underwhelming.
You know, I really had higher hopes for these two today.
Oh, gosh. It looks like we've
got to... I just need to lower my expectations.
We're going
to
have the sidebar with these fellas.
Yeah.
So I feel like this Epicure is like, kind of their baseline.
Yeah.
Right. And then we're kind of just changing out the wrapper shades a little
flavors.
Bit, probably.
Yeah.
The Habano wrapper on this turns this thing up all the way for me, dude.
I thought so as well.
This is what pepper's supposed to be for me in a cigar.
A little bit of that white pepper.
100%. Yeah. Cocoa, fresh. Cracked black walnuts.
Yeah. Love it.
This is my favorite of all of the ones that we smoked.
This was my number two.
Okay.
But I'll say that out of this cigar, I could smoke this cigar anytime in any size.
I will be keeping a handful of these in my humidor.
Absolutely.
At all times.
Absolutely. And we'll take whatever they want to send us too. Now listen, I really enjoyed this cigar. I got the woods out of it.
Hang on a second. You mentioned the word wood. I'm just,
Sir, we apologize for all these outbursts on our show today. We just
you could turn this episode into a drinking game.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So I as we know, if you listen to our episodes, I'm a fan of Habanos. I really like them, and Mike's not really a fan of Habanos.
No.
It's
don't
been
lay
stated,
that on me.
Everyone go back and listen to all the things that Mike
said. You put that evil
there
on me,
are
Ricky
two
Bob.
Habanos.
If somebody can put a list together and email it to me.
There's at least four Habanos that I like on the planet, okay?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, and we're just not going to go there today. I actually really, like I said, I really enjoyed the stick, and I definitely see what you're saying about they're taking the Nicaraguan Puro base and they're putting the different wrappers on it, but that I think that complements the Nicaraguan Puro in it, and I think that each new wrapper they put on is opens up that whole different level of complexity out of that Puro binder and filler.
And I think that's a fun point to have with the conversation of cigars in general and how much the wrapper means to the cigar.
Well, I think, looking here at my notes, that
You got the right ones there, buddy.
Well, I'm saying that it didn't matter whether it was the Connecticut or the Habano. I thought they both were
not good. A Connecticut. So.
You know, I arrived at.
Sucks. I think that sucks. Yeah. I think it sucks.
Yeah, I did. I just, you know, I just did not enjoy the combo. Between the two, I actually like the Habano better.
Oof. Can I get that in writing?
Yeah. But for...
You got to record it.
It's the same things you're saying, Benjamin. I liked it kicked up. And I thought that it...
Yes.
The Connecticut felt like just a floor mat that, you know, the filler and binder were just stomping all over it. And it was just completely unbalanced. But when you swapped out and had the fuller body, you know, Habano wrapper, I was like, okay, well, this is standing up to it. It still sucks. But I thought that it had a fighting chance of some balance.
Let me be clear. I did not think it sucked.
Just PSA, Mike's views and opinions do not reflect the views and opinions of Sips, Suds, and Smokes necessarily. Let's just throw that out there.
I can fix that in post.
You know, I think that that's good to consider is that, you know, you liked that one more than you liked the other one. And but that shows the difference in the Habano wrapper as opposed to the Ecuadorian Connecticut wrapper.
I'm sorry. Did you miss the part where I mentioned it had a little bit of wood?
Yeah. I got the wood.
Both of them.
I got the wood for sure. But let's go ahead and give it a rating here. What do we think, folks? We're going to go fours.
Magnificent.
All righty, folks. So we have reached that time in our show where we like to ask Mike anything.
Ooh. Oh, this is dangerous.
Yeah.
Let's see. Sure.
Yeah!
Cool. A microphone. You're asking me questions. You have no idea what I'm going to say.
That's right. Out of this lineup, which one would you smoke on the golf course?
Ooh. Huh.
You have 30 seconds.
Oh, 30 seconds? Oh, man. I don't think so. You know, I'm not a golf course smoking. You know, I have not found those two things pair very well. I would probably choose the Habano just because I know it sucks and it wouldn't interfere with my golf game. Oh. So, you know, yeah.
I don't think I'd go to the golf course if I couldn't smoke.
Well, you can't play golf.
Well, that's another full
time. That's another thing.
That's why.
It's not just the destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. As slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Oh, man, Mike, those questions we asked were so awesome. I'm so glad we got to know more about you.
My favorite color is chartreuse.
Yeah, that's the liquor so good they named the color after
see.
It.
Let's see. I am a diehard fan.
Wait, is it a Christmas movie or not a Christmas movie?
Definitely a Christmas movie.
Definitely Christmas.
Definitely a Christmas movie.
That settles it. That settles it.
It's just the way you get to say Nakatomi.
Uh-huh. Oh, you know, hey, we're back. We're back, guys. Okay. We're back. Oh. Hey, guys. Welcome back from the commercials. We were just going over those questions for you guys in post. We'd like to want to take a chance. Thanks, Crux, for giving us the opportunity to sample their lineup and go over their product. They also give us a really cool backpack that we're going to work into a giveaway.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. So when that giveaway happens, we'll be sure to keep your eye out.
I am going to pack it full of wood and then ship it.
Oh, my God. Oh, man. Pack it full of cedar if you're doing anything.
Cedar splits. There you go. Well, it's a backpack full of cedar
and
splits.
And there may or may not be Crux cigars in it when we send it to you.
So
we'll see. But we picked up a couple different cigars along the way. Like I said, we picked up their Limitada Toro, the newest one, that just released at PCA, and then it came out recently. And then we did the Crux de Connoisseur number one Lancero, favorite size.
Mm.
And I'm going to go over the Limitada with you guys today.
Cool.
So appropriately named Limitada, intelligently premium, with only 1,000 boxes produced a year. The Limitada is rooted in exclusivity. Superior with notes of earth and pepper, this limited edition cigar has the anatomy of exceptional tobaccos. When quality and craftsmanship get rolled into one, it becomes a national treasure that only makes select appearances during prime time. Is that kind of like the presidency?
I thought they were talking about Deion Sanders.
Bro, like old Deion Sanders or like now Deion Sanders?
Is there a difference?
I mean, I don't think he could run like he used to.
With both feet working or just one?
Yeah, yikes, man, that's terrible.
Isn't he like in a wheelchair now?
No, come on.
Oh. No, they haven't cut it off yet.
Oh, yeah. The filler is Dominican and Nicaraguan. The binder is Connecticut Broadleaf and the wrapper is Nicaraguan. What did you guys think about this cigar, Rich?
Yeah, I got a lot of pepper off the light on this.
Yeah?
Yeah, and it sat down pretty good after that. I was kind of excited when I first started smoking it, but after about a third of it, got a little, should I dare say, a little woody?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah,
sorry.
I hate you people sometimes. There's nothing wrong with a little tree fibers.
Yes.
That's it right there. Yeah,
yeah. A little tree fibers in your cigar.
Yeah. Ultimately, I felt like this one kind of fit in with the others. It was good, but it didn't like take me anywhere, if that makes sense.
It was my favorite in the bunch.
Of course.
So this is definitely one and two with this one and the Habano.
Yeah, absolutely. This was my favorite. I'm actually glad I picked them up for you guys. The smoke, because the size that we got was the I was able to pick up was the 5x7, 5x54. Great cigar. Just all around good earthy tones, good. You could really get that soil out. You could really taste that farminess to it. And, you know, I'm not going to say what you think I'm going to say with the W word. You know, but it was really W for me.
Yes.
And but it also, like, the dark chocolate came out over top of that for me. And
so yes. Foresty, so a little bit.
Yeah,
the dark
little
chocolate. Little wood? Is that what you just said?
Who said it?
Had a...
But, you know, that chocolatey note. And for me, again, I go back to consistency. And you know, all jokes aside, there are a lot of brands that have a lot of quality cigars, but then they have construction issues. You know,
we didn't have any.
Not out of the four of us in this room today, didn't have a single construction issue with any of these cigars.
That's pretty amazing. Yep.
And that, to me, speaks volumes of the brand. Like, on top of branding, I can say, hey, you need to go try this cigar because this cigar will not let you down. And you know, it may or may not be foresty.
Have a bit of arbor.
Ooh.
Accentuating it.
Shall we call it tree service?
You knew that was going to happen. Just
a little chipper.
Let's what'd you just say if you were a druid, you would appreciate this one.
Yeah, druid.
There you go.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Great. A druish princess.
Yeah, big fan of this cigar. Chocolatey, creamy, in all the right ways. This is the little bit of like cream on the top of an espresso, though, right? Like, it's got more of a depth to it. It's not I'm not thinking like whipped cream kind of creaminess, right? We're not thinking more like milk. This is a nice espuma on top of a cappuccino right here.
Can you spell that?
Espuma.
A spuma.
Ding! Right.
Mm.
But absolutely, this is another one that, you know, even though the limited production, if you have your chance to get your hands on it, I think this is definitely worth grabbing too. You want to share this with a friend, pair this with a nice rum.
Absolutely. A great rum would be awesome.
Yes.
Like a Barbados, like.
Big time.
Big.
OFTD. Oh,
man. Get you some Privateer.
Yeah.
Those are some good choices. Yeah. Oof.
That would be so great because it would bring that chocolatey out, but it would also add you a little bit of citrus to it.
Yes.
Mm.
Sweet tea?
Ooh, a little Zacapa.
Somebody say sweet tea?
Some Zacapa would be good.
Probably unsweet.
Yeah, probably unsweet.
Just unsweet, though.
Mm. Maybe some black or some Earl Grey.
I'll be
a fan of Earl Grey.
I'll be quick with my comments.
Figured.
Yeah.
roll ahead, that beautiful tree footage. Yeah.
Well, you know, don't get ahead of the finger, okay?
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
Seriously, it's not a contest.
If I had a dollar,
that's what she said. You know?
So, so this was the very, this is the first stick that I grabbed out of the flight because it was one I'd never had before. And I was very excited. I was like, I had read, about it. I'm like, well, this actually sounds, rather interesting.
So you are talking about the right cigar, right?
I am talking about the Limitada. Yes, okay. I am.
All right. Just making sure.
So I like the word Toro, not the word Petite Lancero. Mm. But so I was like, okay, this will be something a little bit different. And I wrote down the word cedar.
Which is a...
And then some other words. about it being...
Timber. Yeah.
So you picked up some tree in it, did you?
It was very woody, like a rick of wood is what I wrote down. So there you have it. So it was kind of in the middle of the product line for me. I didn't think it was like, ooh, this is amazing. It's a limited series, So I it was probably my second favorite out of the flight.
Yeah. Okay.
But it's just a little, had that thing on it, so. Yeah.
You have something to say? Because you look like you had something to say over there.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. No? No? No. Okay. Well, let's give it the rating, boys. What do we got here? Go fours.
No, not all fours. No.
It was a four across the board.
It was a four across the board.
I felt like something smacked me on the head.
Maybe 3.54.
All right.
We'll go
see if I can read these big words here.
Mike's going to go over the Crux de Concierge, number one, Lancero.
Yes. So for this particular cigar, here is their marketing shtick. Knowledge speaks, but wisdom listens. Did you hear that?
You're the one with the keyboard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're not listening. Anyway, that's why wisdom does not listen. Yeah, so Du Connoisseur is crafted for the maverick in all of us, for the soul man hand-wired to go against the grain, but still staying true nonetheless. Du Connoisseur is captivatingly rich, revealing its true glory with notes of caramel and espresso for a restrained finish. I never use the words restrained and espresso in the same sentence, but it's distinctive.
Is it half and half?
No. Its distinctive shape is the perfect partner for introspective nights, as opposed to what other kind of nights are there? And restless spirits. Wow. This filler is Honduran. The binder is Nicaraguan. The wrapper is Habano Jalapo. What did you think about it, Benjamin?
Bottom of the totem pole for me.
Really?
Out of the Crux lineup.
Wow.
This thing... And I think because I was able to decisively delineate flavor profile advancement through the rest of the line.
Oh, this thing was not like the others.
This one was kind of single note for me. Dare I say, just kind of ho-hum. I wasn't super stoked about smoking this about halfway through it, which is something I don't often experience. I think it's worth revisiting. Maybe I feel like there's something that I'm missing the way that everybody's looking at me right now.
So I'm just gonna chime in here for a second. I agree with you that this was the bottom of the list for me.
Wow.
Which is extremely painful because Lancero is my favorite size.
Interesting.
I thought that it really didn't change flavor.
Same.
And it was consistent. The burn was consistent. It was a very well constructed cigar. But you expect when you're smoking a Lancero that you're going to hit those flavor profile changes throughout it. And it just didn't happen for me.
Hmm.
Yeah. Mike?
This was mild up front. I thought it was very well balanced. There were some burnt sugars and caramel in the middle. Kind of easy wood. See, I'm not going to hit the button on that one.
Restraint. You restrained.
Yes. I had, what was it? It was an introspective night. it was sweet on the finish. I thought this was above average. This was my best of the flight. I actually like this.
So you like half and half sweet, unsweet tea and cigars that don't
and
have flavor.
And a Duke connoisseur. Yeah. No, that's this right. had flavor.
That no, that's it.
That tracks.
I thought tracks. It's interesting. I don't read the marketing, you know, tasting notes in advance. And I thought it was interesting that it kind of, you know, paired up with it. So.
Yeah.
All right, Rich.
I did not find it bold. I found it... I used the word subdued. The flavors were a bit subdued.
Oh.
I won't use the W, but
introspective.
Restrained.
Yeah, restrained.
A little restrained. Yeah. It had a great
was
burn.
Was it like an Habano that beat you over the head?
Did find it a little nutty in a non-introspective way. But I think it got really good towards the end, especially for me. I did pick up a little bit more spice as I went through. But I thought it was good. I think... For me, this was number two.
So, ratings? I got number four.
Finally.
We lost on that one.
Yeah,
we
lost
on that one. Magnificent.
Sometimes you're right, sometimes you're wrong.
So, but I do want to take a moment here. I know we only have a short time left in our luscious voices this evening. I want to just remind the listeners that taste is subjective.
Yep.
You like what you like, and you don't like what you don't like.
I'm
so,
right.
You know, all jokes aside, we like to tell all of our listeners, give it a try. Go out to a shop, ask for some Crux, give them a try.
For sure.
They're, you know, a solid brand.
Don't start they are with a solid brand.
When I did feel like you're getting your money's worth here.
Yeah,
Whatever our criticisms are, you're getting your money's worth. Absolutely. It's worth the smoke all the way around.
So other than teas, what did we pair?
I had some coffee, was good.
Yeah.
Some black coffees.
Yeah.
And some water.
I had some bourbons.
I had this in a couple of tasting rounds with a lot of things, whiskey, rum, scotch. Yeah. I didn't really find anything that I was like...
I wouldn't have put scotch with them, because as much wood as you picked up, why would you want to put peat on top
of it? I intentionally had
Scotch is peaty, dude. Chill.
I actually had that privateer rum that you have in front of you with the Habano, and I actually liked the rum more than I did the cigar. So I thought the rum was rescuing the cigar, you know, the whole time. I was like, wow, thank God there's something to stand up to a little bit of this wood.
Well, all right. So what are y'all's favorites out of this line?
I already said mine was the Duke Connoisseur.
Duke Connoisseur. I'm a Limitada. You're a Limitada.
Epicure Habano.
Okay, Epicure Habano.
I'm going to go with Epicure Connecticut.
Okay, there's a lot of different taste palettes here represented. So, all in all, Crux, you guys are doing a good job. Chris, great dude, the one that hooked us up with this today.
Thank you.
He also has the world's largest pumpkin, I think.
Really?
Or what? Something, some kind of gourd.
Huh. A gourd of sorts.
Oh, it might be a carrot. I can't remember. He's got a Guinness World Record of something.
So where do you put that on your resume? Do you put it at the top and lead with that?
I don't know.
Special skills and talent.
Is that how you open up? Is it like your superpower for small talk? Hey, my name is Chris. I grew the biggest carrot.
Yeah. it is a carrot. Absolutely a carrot.
Cool. Hmm.
Giant root, huh?
And there's a picture of him with it. It was the world's largest carrot.
Oh, that's chick magnet.
I mean, this carrot is like the size of his torso.
That's a wild-looking carrot.
That's
dude.
A wild-looking carrot.
Do you get that's like free daiquiris crazy. At Applebee's but if you, you know, he's, you have the you world's know? Largest carrot?
Dude's got a Guinness World Records in his under his belt, so.
I have one. I am the world's biggest hater.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah, well, that's believable. Well, guys, I really want to appreciate everybody for coming out.
You want to, but
I want to, but I'm not. So, Good night, everybody. No, just good old boy Mike. What do you have on us today?
I think that you should decide exactly what kind of sweet tea that you need to enjoy in life, you know, before you're going to sit down and enjoy any of these cigars. Yeah, you know, for sure. I thought it was a really good line. You should go and check it out. Listen, thanks for enjoying us on this episode of Sips, Suds, and Smokes. I will ask you to keep on sipping.
And smoking.
Rich?
Yeah.
And smoking? That's and all you're going to say?
Yeah.
Not thanks for being here.
Oh, yeah. Rich. Thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah. You're welcome, always. Rich. That's cool.
Always.
Yeah.
Always good to see you, dudes.
Always good.
I'm just glad you said the word
sweet or unsweet. Stop mixing your teas up.
Yeah, don't mix your teas.
It's not like crossing the streams.
Don't be like those people. Those are serial killers that mix teas. Yeah, those are serial killers. And I'm good old boy Barger, and I'll ask you to keep smoking whatever you're smoking.
With your right hand or your left hand today?
You pick. You pick.
We could do both. Let's talk about the guy with the arm.
Ambidextrous. Oh, the guy smokers. With the arm.
Yeah.
We'll save that for the next
save
episode.
Save it for another episode for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I don't think the arm would have picked the Limitada.
No. It probably would have beat itself to death. Anyway, thanks for listening, folks, and y'all have a wonderful evening.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @sipsudsandsmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands
millions and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the good old boys, will see y'all next time.